World Ocean Radio.
Radio ya Bahari Dunia.
Radio de l'océan.
La radio océano del mundo.
Champion de l'océan.
Sayansi Bahari.
Solutions to today's ocean issues.
El mar conecta todas las cosas.
Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Listen to the headlines and you will hear more and more frequent anecdotal evidence of the crisis facing our global freshwater supply. Only 3% of the water on Earth is fresh, and of that, some 2% is locked in the polar ice caps, thus leaving us with the astonishing conclusion that the entire population on Earth is reliant on 1% of the available water worldwide to sustain its fundamental need. That need is universal. Each of us, no matter who we are, what we earn, or where we live, should consume at least 2 quarts of water per day to sustain basic daily physical health. According to the World Health Organization, an individual requires 18 gallons a day to provide medium-term maintenance to include drinking, cooking, personal hygiene, washing clothes, cleaning homes, growing food, and sanitation and waste disposal. There is an apocryphal story of a proposed reality television show focusing on water use of a middle-class American family of 2 adults and 3 children. The value entertainment was to derive from the interpersonal consequences of reliance on minimal supply to meet the profligate use of water in the United States for domestic uses only. The trial was a disaster, as the family chosen could not subsist a week on these conditions. Deprived of infinite supply for cooking, showers, dishwashers, and washing machines, without serious, negative, psychological effect, interfamily conflict, and rejection of the experiment. The headlines speak of water shortages everywhere, in large amounts and in many forms. We read of cities closing down their water systems because of toxic runoff, of the poisoned water from fracking oil wells that leak into watersheds, streams, and rivers, of droughts that evaporate available water and radically decrease supply for irrigation of industrial farms and orchards, of wildfires that cannot be contained because there's no available water to fight them. There are many more examples. Add them all up, and you have a water crisis that threatens rich and poor everywhere in the world, has serious financial implications now and for the future, destroys communities, and becomes a context for conflict. All this threatens total supply and must force us to rethink how we manage the efficiency of our water use. Certain changes seem obvious. Become more aware of the problem and modify personal use by turning off faucets, shortening showers, collecting rainwater for gardens, not washing the car, replacing old appliances with conservation-certified new ones, and understanding that every gallon wasted by indifference is a gallon gone and irreplaceable for you or for anyone else. Individual actions can, of course, be scaled up by government actions and regulations. The Alliance for Water Efficiency, for example, exists as an authoritative voice for water conservation in North America, informs and advocates for the development of state and municipal laws, codes, and standards, and supports a national partnership with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency called WaterSense that promotes best water conservation management practices for homes, hotels, factories, businesses, treatment plants, and water distribution infrastructure, and rewards the best example of the most efficient water conservation technologies. But this is nowhere near enough. Water consciousness must improve dramatically at all levels of society to enable us to recycle water effectively, to divert treated water to alternative use, to channel urban runoff from roofs and storm systems back into the usable water supply, to revolutionize our agricultural irrigation practices that today consume a vast majority of water resources worldwide, and regulate industrial or extraction behavior that continues to pollute our waterways with harmful pollutants and poisons with unacceptable local health and downstream consequences. And yet, in the United States at least, determined politicians are attempting to reverse any such intelligent controls by diluting or overturning clean water laws and regulations already established in the name of protecting threatened corporate interests, denying the role of government to regulate destructive practice, and sustaining the status quo. Wouldn't it be interesting to put those representative lawmakers in a situation like that American family, where they would have to live together with all of their individual hypocrisies, compromised decisions, and destructive political ideologies? I wonder how long they would last, having to live together up close and personal in today's global freshwater crisis. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org.